The time is 12:11. Good afternoon. I'm Bill Radke. What's it going to be? Bernie or Hillary? Washington Democrats get to answer that question Saturday at the state's caucuses. Now let's take you inside the Seattle campaigns for Clinton and Sanders. We sent producer Andy Hurst to the Bernie Sanders campaign office on Capitol Hill, where volunteers told him why they're feeling the burn.
My name is Leslie Zucker, and I'm from Mercer Island, and I'm volunteering. I'm the one who's been making most of the signs that are on our Capitol Hill office walls. Bernie is a real candidate who's taking people on. He's not accepting corporate donations. He's not accepting money from the private prison industry, from the drug companies, you know, from Wall Street. And that says that he's about change. He's about changing the system. And that's something that I feel great about.
My name is Andy Roboto. I am from the Kent area, and I'm a full-time volunteer. I'm also an Iraq veteran. And so that's one of the reasons why I support Bernie, because after serving in Iraq, my experience has turned me into something I don't want to be. And he's always been on the forefront of veterans' issues. And for example, it just took 4 years for the VA to recognize my PTSD. That's a problem. For 4 years, I've been struggling, you know, trying to find my way in the world since Iraq, and he's always been there for us.
Okay, so that was producer Andy Hurst taking you inside the Bernie Sanders campaign on Capitol Hill, the campaign office there. We also talked with volunteers with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Last night, a handful of Clinton volunteers phone banked at a house in the Mount Baker neighborhood.
Hello, is Vicky available? The reason I'm calling is that we are wondering if you have decided who to support in the caucus on Saturday. So you're going with Bernie, huh? Okay. After you caucus for Bernie, you'll vote for Hillary. Okay. Thank you again so much for chatting. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
My name is Diana Leitner. I'm from Seattle, and I'm a fellow with the Hillary Clinton campaign.
I'm one of those people, you know, you see on Facebook, they're holding up a sign that says, I borrowed $20,000 in student loans. I've paid back $33,000, and somehow I still owe $57,000. That is me, 100%. And I'm supposed to be saving for my kids' college right now. Hillary has a plan to refinance student loans, and that did not come out of Bernie's mouth first.
My name is Michelle Mills. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I'm here to volunteer for Hillary, making some phone calls. I've been a Hillary supporter since she was in the White House first time as first lady, mostly because she speaks up for women's rights and civil rights. And she's definitely got the know-how to do it. She's got the experience, and I think it's a no-brainer to me that she should be president.
You think she can beat Trump?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if he gets in office, I'm moving to Canada. So.
Voices of Hillary Clinton supporters in the Mount Baker neighborhood last night. Before that, you heard for Bernie Sanders supporters. And if you are a Democrat, you can make your argument for Hillary or Bernie this weekend. Get together with your neighbors, and you get to make your case, because the caucuses happen Saturday morning beginning at 10 o'clock.